bouncing back with self-encouragement. I still recall the first time I visited my physiotherapist, 2 weeks after being in the hospital ward. Transported on a wheelchair like a slouched, spineless body to the physiotherapy clinic, I had no strength to even sit up straight. The next moment, the doctor told me to stand up on my feet. I had difficulty and was aided by 3 nurses. And the worst part, I was asked to take small steps forward. I jammed. I could not move. The honest truth was, I did not know how to do it. I could not lift my feet up. Then one of the nurses whispered to me, "You walk with your hips." At that moment, it felt like an angel's whisper. I just wanted to cry. All my life, I took for granted the ability to move my hip to stride arrogantly each step on earth without giving thanks to my Creator for the ability to walk. I maintained my composure. I attempted a 5-minute walk exercise and I could not get through it. I was so thwarted that I failed. Little did I see that there was a wisdom in that tragic accident. I was about to go through a learning curve to master how to turn my pain into power. It was truly a blessing in disguise. Today, I'm invited to speak at world-class events to inspire and move hearts.